Today's Monday, the 21st of January, 1974. Today we're interviewing Mr. Philip Martin and tribal government. The interviewers today is Bradley Alex, Austin Tubby, and Harold Billy.
Who organized the tribal government?
The question is, how did the tribal government was organized, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, from about 1830, which was the last treaty between Choctaw and the United States, 1830 treaty known as Dancing Rabbit Creek, that abolished the government, tribal organization, tribal government here in Mississippi. Those Choctaws who moved to Oklahoma, moved over to Oklahoma as a nation. So from 1830 to 1945, Choctaws, Mississippi Choctaws was without a formal tribal organization or what we know as tribal government during that time period. So 1934, Congress passed a law saying that any recognized Indian tribe in the country can formally organize and adopt the Constitution and bylaws. And so Choctaws here adopted one in April 1945. And it is recognized and certified by U.S. government. Yeah. So the answer, I guess, in short, would be the people themselves organized the tribal government in 1945 under the laws set up by Congress. Yeah.
Who makes the Constitution and bylaws?
Well, the people themselves adopted the Constitution and bylaws. And that's what we are operating under now.
How about the early officials?
Well, the Constitution bylaw calls for chairman, vice chairman, secretary, and treasurer. No, secretary, treasurer. Those are the official of the tribal council. When you mean early officials, you're talking about
Who was the first chairman or something?
I'm not sure, but I think it was Joe Chittor. I'm not positive on who was the first chairman, but I'm thinking it's Joe Chittor.
How does the tribal government operate?
Well, the tribal council is the governing body, and they set up the rules and regulation and the policies, so forth. But then they have a tribal administration, which I'm responsible for the management of it. I'm responsible to the council for it. So you can say that the you have a tribal council, a governing body, and then you have a tribal administration which implements and carry out the various programs that we got now.
Did the removal of some of the Choctaws from Mississippi in the 1930s have any effect on tribal government or something?
1830? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Choctaw Nation moved to Oklahoma in 1830, and those of our people that left here was with a form of government, a tribal government.
We'd like to know the duties of the chairman.
Well, the duties of the chairman is pretty broad and widespread. I mean, it's if a person doing his job is, he can be kept busy quite often, all the time. But the main thing is to try to come up with programs that's going to provide employment, try to improve the school system, and try to get programs for housing, industrial development on the reservation, all of these things we're working on now. But the main, some of its duties is to conduct the meetings, council meeting, to represent the tribe at various conferences or functions. And we deal quite often with local and state and federal officials. So he's overall representative and spokesman for the tribe.
Who is able to hold office in the...
Anybody who is eligible to be become a council member and become officers. Is that it? Any member of the tribe over 21 years of age.
Could it be a woman or a man?
Yeah, it doesn't make no difference.
What is the qualification for
it? Just membership. You have to be an enrolled membership and you're qualified to run for councilman or any other position. Any position.
Does
or, you know, when I say you're an old member, you have to have a certain amount of blood. Our constitution calls for one half or better, and half or more.
Does the candidate have to be a resident of the state of Mississippi and a member of the band?
The candidate has to be a resident of one of the Indian community or a voting resident of one community.
What about the election committees?
We have election committees set up. And we have rules and regulations governing the election, and the election committee carries that out.
What about the elections? When do they have?
Well, every 2 years we have the term of office for all councilmen and officials are 2 years. And the next election will be in June 1975.
How many times, can a candidate run?
There is no limitation. He can succeed himself any time. They can get elected.
And there's no any age limit or anything?
21 years old.
I mean,
better. Not, no high end.
What about the education? Does education have to do with running as a candidate?
No, education is not a qualification. We have not written education in there as a qualification because it would be unconstitutional. Everybody has the same rights, regardless of whether it's educated or non-educated, because what counts is how the people vote. You know, you can have a PhD, and if they don't like them, they're not going to vote for them. And they might have somebody not quite educated enough, you know, they might vote for him. So it's a freedom, it's a choice of the people, regardless of their educational qualification.
How did you, became interested in becoming a chairman?
Well, one time I came home and I accidentally went to observe council meeting. That was back in 1955. And I just checked into it and I knew that they need help. And so I just started working with them. Got interested and started working in my community and started working with council and people. And pretty soon I was involved.
Yeah. How many times have you been chairman of the tribe?
How many times? Mm-hmm. Well, this is my five-year term. So I'm on my ninth year. But of course, I've been working here longer than that. I've been working here since 19. I've been working with the tribe since 1955, 57. So what did that make it? 17, somewhere around. 17 years.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
No, not too much to tell about myself. Well, I think I give you one of my campaign thing, and you can see my background a little bit, what things I've been doing and so forth. I got a sheet here somewhere. I'll give it to you in a minute. You all want to do a write-up or something?
Yeah, it's for the Nanny Way magazine.
Yeah. But there's nothing more than just getting concerned with people. You know, I got to working and met a lot of people. I knew that a lot of work needed to be done around here, so I said start working continuously.
What do you have to say about self-determination?
Well, I think a lot of people do not understand the term of, we call it Choctaw self-determination. Some of them think it's termination, you know, of government service, but really it's not. It's very simple. You like to determine every day, you like to determine for yourself what you're going to do in it. You might decide you're going to town this afternoon, and you determine that yourself. But if maybe if the dormitory attendant says, well, we're going to town today, and you may not want to go to town, but you're going to town, so you didn't determine that yourself. So when you do it on a tribal level, what does this Choctaw tribe want to do, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? You do this by planning ahead your whatever is it that you want to do. So self-determination would be just determine the future for yourself and be able to manage that, make that happen, rather than depending on government or somebody else to do it for you.
What was the first officer then?
I was council, and I started as a council, tribal council, in the first 2 years. Next year, next term, they elected me the chairman, and I stayed there for 6 years. And you'll see that in my stuff I give you.
That self-determination, that's for the future, is it?
Well, it's now. Self-determination can be now. Mm-hmm. But self-determination is planning, in my judgment. You plan what you want to do. And if we didn't practice some self-determination, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing here now. Because government always been telling Indians what to do. And they still like to continue that. But we got some young leaders in the country there, in the country now, that don't want this. And they don't want to continuously be told by government official what to do. Then government is itself saying that Indians ought to be able to determine for themselves what they want to do. So they're saying the Indians ought to make self-determination. But a lot of our people, especially the older group, having a lot of difficulty understanding the word self-determination. They get it mixed up with other things. Do not understand. But we can't wait. We've got to go now. And one of these times, it'd be you guys that's going to be, it's going to be your turn. See? I got a period to go through, and then you guys come along and pick up what's left, what we're doing. So, it's, I think, a good future for Choctaws right now. Because we got a lot of things going. But, if you get yourself ready, get yourself interested in the tribe, you can be a part of the people that make determination. But in this case, it's tribal council is making determination.
Okay. And you think the tribal council is ready for the self-determination?
Yeah. We've talked a lot about this kind of thing in council meeting. They all agree. They may not know everything about what needs to be done, but they see progress is going on now, and they know that we didn't do anything until we started doing things for ourselves. And we've been going to Washington many times. I still go. I mean, that's how come I'm gone most of the time, is I got to keep working on some things here that we got going or need and stuff like this. And nobody can sit in this chair here and stay here and get anything done. You got to go somewhere and get it done.
Did you ever serve in the Southeastern Tribe?
Yeah, I was. We got a organization called United Southeast Tribes. That's made up of the Southeastern tribes under Department of Interior, like Cherokees, Seminoles, Miccosukee, Choctaws, is it all? Senecas, so forth. I'll give you a better picture on that if you want. You probably, it's hard making a picture in here. You get a lot of reflection in here if you want to.
Are some of the white people against self-determination?
Well, you see, you mean white government people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most of them would be against losing their job. Many of them are primarily interested in maintaining the job, what they're doing here. And what we're saying here is the Choctaws ought to manage some of these programs here and hire the people that they want, rather than them coming in here as government employees and we don't have nothing to say whether they come or whether they go. It's when they hear about tribe taking over a program, they get nervous, because we may hire some other people that can do a better job. That doesn't mean that we're not going to hire white people. We may hire white people that can work better for us, you know, answer to us. But government employees, white or anybody else, Indians, they're not answerable to the tribal council. See? So they do pretty well what they want to do, and we can't do nothing about it. Yet they're getting paid money that's supposed to come here and help the Choctaw people. So they don't like that.
Well, how many years did you serve in the Southeast
Tribes? Oh, I helped organize the United Southeast Tribes in 1968, I think. And been president at that organization for 3 years. Yeah.
You have two jobs at one time, like channel for Choctaws and
other Southeast Tribes? Well, I'm involved with a lot of other organizations. You know, I'm working with the United Southeast Tribe, not working, but a member of the board of directors, working with Haskell Indigenous College, these type of thing. And because we are interested in what the United Southeast Tribe is doing, and we also got students in Haskell, you know, so we're concerned with them. We're trying to make Haskell into a good school.
When did self-determination develop or start?
Well, self-determination has always been here, where you have any group of people. Self-determination is there, except sometime you have difficulty making self-determination work as a body, as a group. And every day, all of these people around here make some kind of determination for themselves. But we have never worked together as a tribe to make self-determination work. And we're doing it now, I think. And you guys will have an opportunity to do it too. So get your dictionary and read what self-determination means.
What about the Indians that used to live in Mississippi, but moved out of state to another city like Chicago or Dallas? Could they still be a member of the Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians?
Yeah, they are. They're a member, no matter where they're at.
How about the children, if they were born?
Yeah, if they register them here, they would be. They have to get registered.
How many constitution and bylaws does the tribe have?
Just one. Let's see if you have it in there now. In your pocket. In your packet.
And about your family, how many daughters or sons here?
Oh, yeah. Of course, you all know. Got two daughters. And of course, then junior and senior this year.
That's all, folks.